In the United States, 81% of adults now own smartphones, and they're usually connected to the internet. A wild west of trolls, overzealous governments, and hackers trying to steal your information. For this reason, it would follow that we should make cybersecurity as important in our daily lives as, say, brushing our teeth or locking our door at night.
I would say the vast majority of people are underestimating the risk to themselves. People have a tendency to think that they have nothing to hide or nothing of value. So they do dismiss what they read. There's so much happening that it almost becomes like a background noise for them.
That's Alan Jiayi, digital security expert and CEO of Globex Limited. He says some basic steps to improve security online include being selective of which apps you install on your phone and only installing apps that you really need, as well as double-checking where emails come from before clicking links. It's important to remember that a lot of hacking is actually psychological, not technological, meaning that all the information we share on social media gives hackers a leg up in learning about our lives before attempting to exploit us. It's for this reason that Alan says we should reduce our social media footprints wherever we can.
Remember, every time you post something or you have a photo, when you are tagged on social media by somebody else, this is all data that a machine can compile. So now they know who you're friends with, who's your family member. And of course, once those people are hacked, they have their contact and they can fool you into opening an email that supposedly is from them. It's a very big vicious circle.
Alan also says that a big part of cybersecurity revolves around something that shouldn't be surprising, but is very simple. Passwords.
Use a password manager. Change your passwords frequently. Obviously, use a password generator so you don't put the same password for everything. You'll be very surprised that every year, the most popular password is password. So the second one was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we still have a lot to learn. We have our habits to change.
You can hear the full discussion with Alan Jiayi on our website, kdnk.org. I'm Lucas Turner.